Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thank you for tuning in. I think we have a great show today. It's going to be a great day. Today is episode number 336, and podcasts are available at dentallyspeaking.com and iTunes. So every show we've ever done is available that way. All right, so this is a Teeth Across America episode, and it's from down on the farm as I go out into the field and get into the big bean planter and the corn planter on the Berger, Westfall, and Heath Farms in Woodstock, Ohio. All right, you may remember that when I did my Down on the Farm episodes, I said I was going to come back and get in the big tractor, the big planter, and so here I am. We're back. Here, who am I speaking with?
This is Mark Perry.
Hey, Mark, thank you so much for letting me ride along.
Okay, you're welcome.
It's going to be fun. I'll try not to get in the way.
You won't be in the way.
You're a bean planter. I'm not a bean counter. I'm not an accountant. I'm a dentist.
Okay.
Are you afraid to be in the same cab with a dentist?
Nope.
Okay, good. Most people are afraid of us.
No.
All right, so tell me where I need to be. We'll get going, I guess.
All right, well, come on, get in.
All right, so get ready to climb in the planter. This is a John Deere 8270R, and let him get in first. You got one, two, three, four, five steps in. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So it's pretty quiet in here. You got air ride seat, I see.
Yeah, pretty nice ride.
All right, Mark, so looks like, oh my goodness, your seat swivels. This looks like you're in Star Wars or something.
Yeah.
No, it really does.
Yeah, it's something. It's, you know, just about everything in here.
So you have a CB. Oh, is that a CB?
That's a FM radio.
FM radio, you've got a CD player.
Oh, yeah.
You got two TV screens over here. And the controls that you're working. Okay, so we're planting, how many bean seeds right now are we planting per acre?
We're shooting for 150,000 per acre.
150,000, you're going 7-inch rows or 15-inch rows?
These are 7-inch rows.
And who decided it should be 7 inches? How do you come up with that number?
Well, that's just, it's basically kind of like a drill. Instead of planting 30-inch rows, you plant beans closer together because the plants can take it. The roots don't spread out as much as corn.
But it doesn't matter how far apart you get them. You still only want 150,000 seeds per acre?
That's what they're shooting for.
Based on the soil, the nutrients in the soil, and the analysis that's been done?
Yes, that's right.
You put too many seeds, then none of them grow up to be...
Yeah, you can get too many, and then they pretty much drown themselves out.
Okay. So I see you've got, we're going 4.6 miles per hour. We are, let's see, what's F2?
F2, you got a forward gear 1 and a forward gear 2. Basically what you want to do, the way this is set up, is called section control. And it's set up, you have to go out through your end rows at a certain mile an hour, and then the planter will automatically shut it off at the end rows so you don't overplant or cut down on overplanting. And then when you turn around, you got to be set at a certain mile an hour to go into it, so it'll start planting right at the end rows.
Okay. And by the way, he's not steering, it's just driving itself right now. It's got his hands over on the little TV screen control, but you do actually have to turn, right?
Yeah, you do have to turn. All you got to do is turn the wheel, pull back in the F1, it'll be 3.4 mile an hour to go in. Hit my auto steer button, I don't have to touch it again.
So you just turned it as far as you could to the right, and it took over for you.
Hit the auto steer button, and it takes over.
Wow, I had no idea.
And what we got set up is, since your front tire hits the last end row, you push it down, planter's in the ground, And when it hits the last end row, they start playing.
Oh. I'll be darned. Okay, now, we can't actually see the seeds going in, so you just have to assume the machine's working, or do you have a mirror back there, a camera back there?
You watch your screen here. If all them bars are lit up green, it's planting. And that center line there is 150,000. On average, that side over here, left side, is planting 150. The right side right now is planting 151. It'll vary just a little bit.
And this was pre-programmed by into the computer based on what the agronomist said you should be putting in the ground?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, now, you guys don't employ your own agronomist as an agronomist, I don't think, but do you have, like, is this almost like a consultant, somebody that works for several farmers, or does everybody have their own?
Yeah, they use an integrated ag, too. And
it's like a service they can subscribe to?
Yeah, it is. They know their own soil type too.
Okay.
So they kind of know just from years of experience of what how much to put in.
All right. Now, I noticed you have a windshield wiper in the front, windshield wiper in the back. You have sunscreens on three sides. You could pull this. Oh, on the side too? You have one on my side over here on the door?
No.
Okay, so you got windshield wipers on three sides, three screens that you could pull down just to, if the sun was in your eyes. Oh, the sun might get in your eyes. he's actually wearing sunglasses too. And then I see the air conditioning, which is on. Got your rear view mirror.
Everything's just at a touch button right now on these new tractors.
You don't even need to be wearing jeans. You could be wearing your pajamas.
Could be.
Or a shirt and tie if you wanted.
Yeah, you could be that too.
Do you own one?
I own one. I very rarely wear it though.
Well, I did you guys a favor. I didn't wear my tie today.
So,
what's the beeper telling us?
So
a dentist into the cab?
Yeah, that's what. No, the screen will tell you all kinds of things. It'll tell you your seed population, what you're putting in, the spacing on it. You got down pressure for how how much regrow units are putting down pressure on.
And that's based on how hard the soil is at the moment?
Yeah, what you do is you just set it. Like right now, we'd set it 125 pounds of pressure downforce.
Okay.
And you plant a little bit, and you get out, and you dig and see how far down the seed actually is, and we like to plant about an inch and a half. And if it's down 2 inches, well, then you lower your down
maybe 100 pounds or something,
right? And if it's not enough, you can crease it. It depends on how hard the soil is too, as to how it's going to penetrate.
And you have to do that with each field or each different day, actually, based on, because the soil could be soft, it could be hard. So every time you hit a field, that's the first thing you do is just, what do? Just go 3-4 feet and stop and see?
Well, yeah, there's no certain feet. You just get in and start going a little bit, and then you just stop. And if a lot of times if you'll have a knoll or a little harder ground, you'll stop on that and see if you're getting it in. It just, like I said, you just know in the field, you just know where to stop and check things out.
Okay, because you've been doing it for a long time. I probably wouldn't know where to stop and check.
Yeah.
You think? Okay, so we're coming to an end of a row again. There, okay, so he turned the wheel all the way, hit a button, which is auto turn, and we're turning around. We've done about 3 rows since I came in. About 3 rows?
3 rounds, yeah.
They call them 3 rounds, okay. And what we're pulling is this great big green and yellow thing. It's got, how many different heads does it have? How many rows are we planting at a time?
32.
32, so there's 16 on a side.
Right.
And the one side we're doing 151,000 seeds per acre, the other side 100. Oh, now it's 146 based on, nope, 154 it changed. 141, it keeps, can't decide.
Yeah. Now, if you notice, row one section, 1 through 4, is not planting at all because it's in the end rows. That's what section control is for.
Oh, you already planted that.
Right. I went around the field twice. So you can see the lines there in the field.
I do.
And
we're overlapping, but we're not seeding.
But we're not planting. Now, that's come back out. Now, 2 sections aren't planting, 1 through 8, because it's come out so we don't overplant.
Okay, but the disc is up. The discs are still in the soil. It's just not putting anything in.
It's clutches on each row unit, and it'll tell you. It knows where we're mapping it, too. The section here shows where you're mapping. The blue part of it is where you've already planted.
Okay.
Gray background is where you haven't planted.
What you have left to do. So, since you've already planted, it doesn't hurt the fact that you still have that spline, that metal thing in the ground?
No.
Because it'll push the seed deeper than that, or it already pushed the seed deeper than that?
No, it just rides right over it. It's not fun.
Not really. There's no pressure now.
Well, there's pressure. It's in the ground. It's turning. It's in the ground, just like if you were planting. But, I mean, the seed is so small, you're just going to go around it.
Okay, so you guys have this figured out to a science. And okay.
And the end rows will turn on when it, right there, when it hit, just turned on.
Turned on because it just noticed that there was a spot you hadn't been yet.
Right.
That's pretty cool. And you have... Okay, we're making a turn now. We're going left now. So unlike NASCAR drivers, you have to know how to turn right and left.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although you only have to turn a little. Now, is there a horn on this thing?
Yeah, right here on the end. You probably can't hear.
And why would you beep the horn if there was a possum or something in the way or what?
I don't know. I don't know why you'd beep the horn.
Doesn't seem like you'd need it. All right, so this, and I see, heck, you still have cardboard down on that floor. This thing's brand new. Brand new?
Yeah, we just got it about a week ago.
Cool. All right, well, let's see. We have a little bit more to do on this particular field. This looks like a cockpit of a jet.
Yeah, it's amazing what these things can do anymore.
So what are your foot pedals for? You got
clutch on the left and brake. You got one brake for each wheel.
Oh, you have to hit both wheels at the same time?
Both, no, you can either...
Don't do it now.
Or you can...
Just stop one, and that helps you turn?
Side at a time, yeah. Okay. So with these tractors, they turn pretty good on their own.
And you don't have there's no gas pedal.
Right here.
It's a control button. It's a throttle. It's a little orange slider thing.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So it kind of looks like we're getting close to having this field done. I say we like I've done something. How many acres are you doing right now?
I can tell you here in just a minute how many acres.
Oh, okay. He's got a turn, got to make a delicate turn here. So I'll not distract him. He's actually having to turn the wheel himself. Oh, okay. So now what are we up to?
We planted 21.85 acres.
How long did that take you?
It's 10:30, about an hour, hour and a half.
Just an hour and a half for 20-some acres? Okay. And it's that field's all done now, right?
Yep.
And how long will it take for you to see little seedlings coming up here?
Probably about 2 weeks.
Just 2 weeks?
Somewhere in there, they'll probably start to come. You'd have to get out and really look, but especially if we get a little rain on them, mm-hmm. they'll start coming up.
Okay. And now what are you going to do? Where are you going next?
Well, I guess Andy told me I'm going to go right down the road here to a different field and start over again.
Do it again. Okay, so we're going to drive down the road with the orange slow-moving vehicle sign up. So he's finished the field. He's going to pull up close to the road. So you guys out in the country, you don't typically have like ditches next to the road because you can just drive in and out of the field with your tractors and stuff.
A lot of places we have drives where we can get in and out.
You put some kind of a pipe there and something over top?
Right. Stone down over a culvert pipe if there's a deep ditch. If they're smooth and flat, not too bad, we'll just drive right through them.
Okay. And now, your computer is somehow tied into a computer back at the farm, am I right? So it's telling the farm which fields are planted? Does that have to be uploaded once you get back?
There's a thumb drive. If you want to put it on your home computer, yeah. You just stick the thumb drive in the side of it and you can download your information and then plug it into your home computer and then you have it.
Okay, that's pretty cool. It's funny because I have one exactly like it and I use it for my files for my radio show for when I interview folks. All right, so we're going to hop out. I got to get out of your way, right?
No, you're fine. We'll just go ahead and fold her up.
All right, so as you know, each week we have Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And by the way, the winner receives free flowers from Vice Number Florist. We're not doing it right at the moment, but I just wanted to give you a little reminder. I happened to notice that the machine was planting 32 rows of soybeans at a time. That's just what it does. And guess what? Humans, adult humans, have 32 teeth. So with that little connection there, I thought that might be a good thing for you to remember. Before we do Dr. Kvitko's question, though, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
Okay, and we're back, and it's time to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. Let me remind you that the winner receives free flowers from Vice Number Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And the question is, when I was in the big planter on the Berger Westfall and Heath Farm, how many rows of soybeans did we plant at one time? Was it A, 32, B, 64, or C, 100. All right, the winner receives free flowers from Bystember Florist. Go ahead and call 459-9769, 459-9769. Go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at 262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? Porcelain veneers can make your teeth sparkle again, and all in two visits. Interested? Give us a call at
262-9588.
Hi, I'm Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. I flew all the way to Columbus to have Dr. Kvitko do my cosmetic dentistry, and I am so happy with the results. Thanks, Dr. Kvitko. You're the best. Just so you know, I'm going to come back to have you do my regular dental care, too. I can't wait.
I want to be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes.
All right, and we're back, and we have four callers on the line, and while we were at commercial, I rolled the dice, and the winning caller is caller number two. So let's ask my producer, who's caller number two? Who's the winner of the free flowers from Bystember Florist?
Good morning, Dr. K. Caller number two today is Karen. She had the correct answer, which is letter A, 32. Congratulations, Karen.
Okay, congratulations to our winner. And if you're just joining us, we are doing a Teeth Across America Down on the Farm episode where I went to the Berger, Westfall, and Heath Farms. And we are in the big planter and we're in the field.
Oh, you don't have to get out the folder up. You just swivel. You're swiveling your chair. He's not even getting that. Literally, his chair swivels not 360 degrees, but what, about 45? And so what do you... Oh, you're getting straight, I see. Straightening up with the tractor, so we're not... There's no kink in the thing. And now pushing a couple buttons here, and okay, you got...
This is controls for your markers, clutches. If you want to shut off clutches by manual, you can. Transport and plant. You put your fold up and put your wing wheels and your row units up.
Okay.
Get around there.
And the markers are those discs on the far outside edges? The great big one? Okay, they're out there. So he's pushing a button, and what am I seeing happen? Nothing yet. Okay. So it's lifting. Oh, first it lifted, and then what's happening is there's this kind of a ram. There's a hydraulic piston where the center part of that planter is being pushed backward, and the side two pieces are folding inward towards the back of this tractor. And so when he's done with this operation, it'll be about this. It'll be the width of something that can ride on a road.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it even has a little locking thing where that, I see, each one of those slips right over that central ram, and now they're locked in, lifted up, wheels are up off the ground. He hasn't gotten out of the vehicle yet. The wheels are coming up. It's pretty cool. And now I'm calling them the discs. What are they really called?
The row units.
The row units, okay. The disc, I think of it as a disc. It discs the soil and, or kind of slices into the soil, right, and allows the seed to go down in.
Right, right.
So now those discs are going up into the air so that they too can become within the narrow confines of a vehicle that can ride on the road. It looks like a transformer.
Now we're ready to go down the road.
Okay. All right, we're ready to go down the road. All right, so Mark finished that field, and I've hopped out, and we're driving behind him right now, and that thing is a wide vehicle that really, it does not stay on one side of the road. Even hugging the yellow line in the middle, he's off the berm. but it allows them to get to the next field, and he's got the flashers and the slow-moving vehicle sign, and so Chuck came and got me, and we're going to another field. Is this also going to be beans?
Yes, it'll still be beans, and we got two planters running today because of the rain. One farmer can't plant, so he's here to help us, and then when it dries out, we'll probably go down and help him finish up.
Okay, and so let's see, Mark just did 22 acres. How many acres, and who's this gentleman that we're going to now?
We'll go down and ride with Dave Corbett for a little bit.
And how many acres is he doing?
I'm not sure what field he's in. If I'm right, I think it's a 66-acre field.
All right. And so how are we going to find him if you don't know what field he's in? Just go drive around?
I don't know the size of the field. I know what field he's in. I just don't know the size of the field.
Okay, good. Just drive around and accost random farmers. Say, can we climb in? Say no.
Yeah, we got tillage running out here also, so you'll be able to see some vertical tillage.
Okay, tilling the soil. All right. It looks like no-till, that field had a lot of the corn stalk residue from last year, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And what we're doing now, basically, with the vertical tillage is where the heavy rains come in and wash the ground out a little bit. We're hitting some of those spots, help level the soil back up.
Okay, I have no idea what vertical tillage is, but I think I'm going to find out here soon. All right, so we're going to get into a vertical tiller, do vertical tillaging, I guess. Sounds like pillaging. And this is going to be Lance. I don't know if Lance is up for this yet or not. Hey, Lance, how are you? I'm Dr. Kvitko. Thanks for letting me ride along today. You picked up an umbrella on the front of that thing.
Yeah, a little windy out here.
Oh, really? Okay.
Wind's blown out, umbrellas, you find everything out here.
I saw that. I thought you put that on there on purpose or something.
No.
All right, so we're going to do a vertical tilling.
Yeah. Basically, we're going around washing, bringing in all the washes from all the rain we had. We like to go ahead of the planter so it's smooth, and then smooth planting and smooth combining. So kind of what I'm doing right now.
So we have to stay ahead of him. How many acres have you already done?
It's hard to tell acres because you're just going around hitting the washes, but probably I've been going at it since about 8 o'clock this morning.
So the washes are the areas that are low-lying and it's caked like this, like caked mud?
Yeah, and you'll have big washouts. You could have them a foot deep or so, so we don't like to cross them with the equipment.
And you can spot them because I can't. Like, is this area need it, where we're standing?
No, this is okay here. Up around the waterways and down in the valleys is mainly where you'll have your washes.
Okay, so are we going to leave that umbrella on the front?
Yeah, I kind of like the way it looks.
It's green, right? It's green and white, matches the tractor.
It makes people ask questions.
It worked on me. All right, so we climb in?
Yeah.
You have to actually steer this one?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, he has to actually steer.
Yeah. The water doesn't go with the GPS track, so we got to do it manually.
Okay. I feel like I should spit like he did as we get in. Okay. So this cab looks like the plant, almost the same as the planter. This is an 80, what kind of tractor is this?
8310.
So it's a little bit smaller than the planter that I think I was just in.
Let's see, that would have been a 285 horse. This is a 310, so actually this is a little bit bigger.
Oh, wow, okay. Still has all the computer controls and the air conditioning and the...
Yes, of course.
Where's your television?
Well, they haven't come out with that yet. If they have, I don't know anything about it.
Oh, okay. I thought there was. Okay. And this one, okay, you have to steer. Okay, so you're going to find a washout area, you're calling it. Okay, now you're disking now.
It's basically I go on each side of the wash here, try to fill in the holes.
So where the grass is growing is the wash?
That's an old waterway, and we had so much rain here this early. I guess it had been maybe in February or March when the ground was frozen. It rained 3 or 4 inches, and they have extra washes this year.
So why do you leave that grass there?
Actually, it's time to go to a break, so we're going to hold off on giving that answer until after this commercial break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kvitko ici sur votre radio préférée.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months, between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us,
262-9588.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kvitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear?
Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkavitko at aol.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kavitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I do it all again.
It's an established waterway, and the volume of water was so high it just kind of jumped over and washed the field instead of running all down, keeping contained in the waterway.
Okay. I've always wondered why you look out in the field and they've left some grass growing. It looks like, you know, a reverse golf course or something. Right. Grass trap.
Yeah. Well, the hilly fields, you'll see more waterways. Normally the flat, tiled fields hopefully don't wash as bad as a field like this.
So if you were to till that and try to plant that, the seeds would just wash away anyway, so you don't even bother, right?
Right. And I think we do it more for the roughness, too, try to smooth it out. If you get a good establishment crop or grass before it washes out, it's less likely to wash and hold the topsoil in place.
Okay. So it's awful quiet in here. You can barely hear the engine. People probably don't even believe I'm actually in the thing. So now you've lifted up the disc.
Yeah, we're going to go up here to see how it's walking on the side.
Yeah, I do. As you can see, where water has been running along the side there. And you're going to disc that.
I'm going to hit that.
Okay. So he's turning that soil over. And we see the remnants of the corn stalks from last year. And we alternate from one year to the next because beans put nitrogen in the soil and corn doesn't. Corn uses it, depletes the nitrogen. So every other year, this would be corn. And those corn, the remnants of the corn stalks, this is kind of primarily no-till farming, but you're having to do some tilling.
Right. Yeah, we're doing some vertical till in spring and fall. It only works a couple inches of the ground, makes a good seed bed for us. Seem to be having pretty good luck with that. So actual 100% no-till would be not turning any soil, so I guess you would call it a minimal till. I'm not real sure of the terminology, but...
No-till just doesn't work out as good as I'd like us to believe, right?
Depends on who you ask.
But I'm asking you.
No, I mean, good till's a good program. Different types of soil need worked more, and it helps us out in the spring. If the air can get in the ground, if it's a little fluffy, it'll make a better seed bed, and soil to seed contact is pretty much key in farming. Gotta have a good seed bed and treat the soil right, and it'll treat you right.
Okay. Now, I have a question. Do you have chewing tobacco in right now?
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay, good. Talking to Chuck about that. Andy, and he was telling me that a lot of farmers, not as many do as they used to, but it used to be something that I guess when these cabs weren't enclosed and it was dust, Chuck thought people did it to kind of just have some moisture in their mouth.
Could have been.
Well, that's good to hear that you don't do it. How about, are you afraid of the dentist? A lot of big, strong guys are. You could be honest if you are.
I try to avoid dentists at all costs.
And yet you let one come in and sit next to you.
Sure. You're not going to put your hands in my mouth, so we're fine.
You didn't know it, but I have a dental drill in this bag.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm just kidding. But your kids probably go to the dentist.
Yeah, I have one 7-month-old, so he hadn't quite been there yet. But
congratulations. First, I have an 8-month-old grandson, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes.
Pretty cool. So you're just driving around and looking for spots that need tilled.
Yeah, this field's pretty much done. I'll probably make another swing down there in the middle and make sure there's not a one I missed. But after that, I'm going into the field across the road and trying to stay ahead of the planter.
Okay, and there's no computer program for what you're doing. It's all just experience, knowing what needs tilled and what doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, you just kind of look around and see. Like, it's a little rough here, but we don't... Oh, there's a blowout.
What's that big hole there?
A tile blowout there.
Oh, is that... You got to get somebody out here, huh?
What I'll do right now is flag it, tell Andy about it, and see if we can maybe get a backhoe out here before the planter arrives.
So that'd be like this is almost like an emergency because you got to get it done quick because he's already planting this field, right?
Right. Yeah, worst case scenario, we'll just go around it and fix it when we can.
Let's hop out here. You're going to get some kind of a flag or something. see what he's going to mark it with. So he's got these, oh, just like when you mark a lawn watering system, these little flags that they use when they come and they leave a flag afterwards, after they've treated your front yard or something with weed control. He's got a couple red flags. You could lose a small child in that.
Yes.
I mean, your 8-month-old, about 4 of them would fit in there.
Yeah, it's pretty good size. Wouldn't want to drop a tire in there, so we
exactly
flag it and take care of it.
Okay. And with Chuck over there, maybe he's already seeing what you're doing, that you're marking it. But you're going to call it in on the CB?
Yeah, I'll call him and let him know if he wants to take care of it now or not.
I'm going to take a picture of it so we can see what the heck I'm talking about.
Okay.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.